and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Love this. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What are we turning into here in Northern Nevada? What do we want to turn into? We got a, what was it, that article not too long ago? Ooh, the hipsters. They're loving Reno. They're moving here. Well, look at the places they're moving from. Places like San Francisco. And what do? They bring their idea of life and what laws should be enforced with them. 884-9910, if you'd like to call into the show today. We are in our second hour, 10 to noon every weekday. 884-9910, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you are on Facebook, head on over to, well, one of my many sites. And hopefully you'll find this one. It's a video that was recently released of, it's funny, it's from KPRC, our radio, or KPRC radio. And the video shows, looks like three women, but they have it titled as thugs, in San Francisco loot cosmetic store after no arrest policy. So these women, all dressed in black, with the white masks, because everybody's wearing the masks now, which don't do anything. They're going in and they're just looting stores. And there is this woman who you can tell works for the store. She's got one of the store shirts on, just standing there watching. Why? Because they have a policy now of, you know, they're not going to respond to anything over shoplifting of, you know, so much. I'm sorry, but this isn't shoplifting. This is three women going into a store and robbing it. It is robbery. Robbery in progress. Get here right now. Is this what we want to emulate? Well, we're already on our way because we don't seem to care about enforcing minor crimes. Don't seem very intent on enforcing the law there here. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tom this morning. Tom, you want to talk about the flu? Hopefully not about the way I sound.
You could be a carrier.
But anyway, you know, I could be.
The Savage Nation channel on YouTube had a very good show. 3/3/2020 is the date.
Okay.
And he's got a doctor's degree in epidemiology. And there are some others, when you put in the virus, there are some other doctors that show it graphically like a bell curve and the various points where people can be a carrier and everything else. Mm-hmm. About 20 years ago, I had a friend who was named Richard. He was a veteran of the Air Force, and he said he read an article about the Army that can get the flu out of a soldier in 2 hours under a doctor's care near 105 degrees. 4 months later, I got the flu, and I was in a bathrobe shivering like crazy. And I sat on a wood and canvas director's chair over a floor heater. I wasn't shivering, but an hour later, the fever broke, and I said, God, it's hot in here. And I took a shower, and I was fine. So that's
really
my story. Yes. Why do you think the Swedes have saunas and the Indians have sweat lodges? They bake the viruses out of them. And it might even be possible to do that with a cold. The body just doesn't react to the virus like it does to the flu. It doesn't perceive it as much of a threat. However, you'd want to keep your head out of 105 degrees. You don't want to bake your brain. But he also said about the article that it didn't work real well for the very young or the very old. So I wanted to help you because I have a great respect for you. I want to see you get over what you have, whatever it is.
And also, thank you, Tom.
I want you to protect those from you. But the sooner you get over it, the sooner you could get around a bunch of other people without being a hazard to them. Anyway,
yes,
God bless you, Monica.
Thank you. God bless you too, Tom. Thank you for the advice. And you know, that is not the first time that I've heard that. So I'm glad, Tom, that Tom brought that up. And that is what a lot of people do in a lot of countries, is they use the sweat lodges and they sweat the virus out. And isn't that when you usually feel the best? Is when you finally just get so hot and overheated and then it just breaks. It's like it's your body building up that heat and saying, no more. We're kicking you out. And just so people don't have to be concerned about me, this is gunk sitting on my vocal cords. I don't have anything in my chest, anything like that. It's just that gunk that gets caught in there. So I'm drinking my new tea and I've got my singer's voice, professional voice strength here, and it's going away. But yeah, I don't like to be out in public, and I have been canceling a number of my events. I had a board meeting last night and I was like, I can't be there, people. I don't want to make any. That is always my biggest fear, is making other people sick, because I don't want anybody to be miserable. Even when I have people over to my home for dinner, if I'm cooking, it's like, oh God, I hope nobody gets food poisoning. I'm always really careful. When it's just me and my husband, I don't care. I don't care if he gets sick. I don't know. But this is actually something that my husband brought from Bozeman, Montana, because he was flying. So whatever he got, he got home and gave it to me, incubated in me, and now he's back in Bozeman, and I'm probably going to catch it again, and he's going to catch hell for it. But it's the way germs are, and that's why I get so nervous when people become so frustrated and panicked about it. You can't panic. There's nothing you can do except be prepared. And the nice thing is this is waking people up to being prepared. Because whether it be the flu, whether it be the coronavirus, or what are the Corvin-19? Is that what the Corvin-19? SARS or bird flu or whatever. It's the same as an earthquake, which we can expect here at any time. It's the same as a forest fire that we can expect here at any time. Who knows? Maybe a once-in-a-lifetime tornado rips through, just like they saw in Tennessee. It can be anything. What if the power grid just all of a sudden shut down? You know, as a nation, we are very vulnerable with our power grid. That's why I know not to buy into all of the hype of the solar grid and everything like that. But I have solar on my home, because I know if something happens, I can flip over and I've got solar power here. It's about preparing for yourself and the people that you care about. People say 3 days. I say that's BS. I say 30 days. I know it takes a cost to go out and get, you know, go to Sam's Club, go to Costco if you've got the memberships. If you don't, go to Walmart. They got good prices. Go get a few cases of water. Go get some batteries, flashlights, whatever you need to get, whatever you think that you have to have in your home even if it's freeze-dried food, for 30 days per person. And then I'll have peace of mind for you. Until you do that, I'm going to worry about you. Because when something happens, those citizen volunteers, those firefighters, those people who have sworn to protect the first responders, the first thing that they're going to go do is get things in order and go to the most vulnerable. They're going to go help the hospitals. They're going to go help the centers that they can get into to bring more people in, the emergency centers. You have to be able to protect yourself. You have to be able to watch over yourself. And as Vance always writes me, yeah, that means having a firearm and ammunition as well. Because we can see what happens right now with a breakdown of society, just taking the example of San Francisco. What I gave you at the top of this hour: relax the laws. We're not going to enforce. We're not going to come on call. Three women cover their faces, go into a cosmetic store, and the jack-offs they are just put their hand in and start clearing shelves into garbage bags. You don't think that's not going to happen here if we have some sort of emergency? It's the breakdown of society. And when you stop enforcing laws, even the laws that are just common decency, you don't go in and you take other people's stuff. That's when it all falls apart. And I think that's what Democrats want right now. I think they're kind of actually happy that Bernie is winning. Winning, winning, winning. They won California. So we know all of those people moving over here from California are moving from a socialist state and spreading their germs, spreading their ideas. Because none of them seem to be working, so they just, go right into government. But yeah, that's just my opinion. Hey, stick around. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're back with me. And, the coronavirus is something that we have to take seriously, especially when it comes to the travel. People doing the right thing, which our president did, by the way, when he put that travel restriction into place. But now people are taking it upon themselves to maybe not go to special events, which I think I brought you last week. I'm still waiting for the word. The word hasn't come yet, but NAB is a big conference for broadcasters, big convention down in Las Vegas. And there's a possibility that may be postponed. But a big event in Seattle that sees a number of our firefighters from here go to, it's the world famous Firefighter Seattle stair climb for the LLS. That's the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. This is the event that started and kind of branched off into communities everywhere. It's kind of the idea behind our big stair climb here at the Silver Legacy. Well, it's been postponed now. It's supposed to be this weekend, but firefighters come from all over the country to go to this. And you know, so far, Washington State has been the only place that's actually had a number of deaths. But again, you go back to it's eight. I mean, where, again, I just, something is telling me, and I don't mean to be an alarmist, but something is telling me that people in higher pay grades than you or I know something about this that they're not sharing. I mean, these deaths happened in a senior center where immune systems are already compromised. Now it's nine deaths. You know, that is, unfortunately, the cost of getting older. Our immune systems go down. We're more vulnerable. Children, babies, more vulnerable. And you hear more deaths from that of the flu as well. But people are trying to stay safe. So I hate to see an event like this that people come from all over the country to participate in. And for, you know, their goal is to raise $3 million this year. They're very close to it. But to have to postpone stuff like that, it just, it makes you feel bad. And Washoe County is on top of it, just so you know. Northern Nevada is on top of it. They're watching it. If anybody gets it, they've got controls in place. The one thing that I would ask of you is to be honest. Okay, I'm being honest with you. There's nothing in my chest. So I, with 100% confidence, because I haven't, you know, gone off and raced to the doctor, but I don't have the coronavirus. But I'm still staying out of people's way. I'm still backing away from events because I just don't want people to get sick. Because I know how miserable I get, how I get when I'm sick. But we have to protect the vulnerable out there. Be honest. If it's in your chest, if you can't breathe, if that cough is coming from your chest, my cough is coming from my throat. It's coming from my sinuses. If your cough is coming from your chest, go to your doctor. Get it checked out. Be on the safe side. If not, then just go get some over-the-counter medication and ride it out. Because that's all we can do, is just ride it out. Interesting from yesterday's poll question. Because I think you have your reservations like I do. Yesterday's poll question, is the coronavirus being politicized? Is it being used against Trump? Well, quite a few of you said, yeah. It's a little over half that says, yeah, it's being politicized. The worst thing possible is for something like this to be politicized. Because then you don't know who to believe. I look at all of the experts, all of the epidemiologists that are working with the president, that are working under the vice president who has been criticized. Excuse me, when SARS happened, of course, media doesn't want to tell you this. When SARS happened, who did Odama put in place? He put in a VP from some other presidential administration. At least Mike Pence has the direct line in ear of the president. And the experts that are dealing with this, that they brought in, amazing minds. So don't think for a second of how Democrats are trying to politicize this, that your welfare is not the first thing top of mind on the president's mind. It just goes to show you the vitriol that's going through people's heads right now. When Bloomberg actually comes out and admits he has nothing against President Trump's policies. You know, those policies that Harry Reid says has created just detrimental effect on this country. Even Bloomberg comes out and says he's got nothing against his policies. He just doesn't like Trump. Too bad, too sad, so glad you're out of the race. And by the way, thanks for that $500 million that some businesses actually got. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910, 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT. KKFT.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. And if you want to say something, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the flu, you want to talk about the virus, if you've got some home remedy, you want to talk about the homeless issue, you want to talk about self-injection sites supervised, please, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Received an email right after Tom was on the show with me earlier. Got this at about 11 o'clock. No way for safe injection sites. The term harm reduction is a hoax. Is the addiction harm reduced? No. Is the community harm reduced? No. Have cities like Seattle, with many safe injection sites, seen a reduction in the number of addicts? No. No one should look to Seattle for anything except as an example of what not to do. Why in the world would anyone think that making it easier for addicts to use drugs be a benefit to the individual or the community or the taxpayers who have to pay fees for the site? Thank you for the email. That, you know, everybody has their opinion. And that's why we do this show, so you can express your opinions. It's important. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Fred this morning. Fred joining us on the Monica Jay Show. Hi, Fred. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, good morning. Appreciate your show very much. So I'm going to probably ruffle a few feathers. I'm hoping if I can motivate one or two people. I'm probably sick for the third time since November. Everybody in Washoe County has been sick, and that virus just, you're going to catch it somewhere. It's been around. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to beat it. My biggest beef that I have is, you know, when we were created by God or how, you know, whoever wants to believe whatever they want, we were not made to just sit. In this country, this world has created people. I drive 800 to 1,000 miles a week, and people will say you're blessed. But when I was a kid, I watched this really stupid show called The Jack LaLanne Show. You ever hear of that?
Yes, I love Jack LaLanne. I love him.
I'm 56 years old. I've been exercising for 40-plus years, and people will say you're lucky. There's nothing lucky about doing over 500,000 push-ups and sit-ups in 35, 40 years. There's nothing lucky about that. Life is a marathon. It is not a sprint. So you don't make a New Year's resolution, exercise for 3 weeks, and then go back to the buffet, mm-hmm. you know, at whatever casino, and, oh, I have a desk job. Well, then you got to put out more effort. We were never created to sit on our duff for our entire life. We've got, what, 40% overweight, 20% obese? Ain't nobody to blame but you. That's self-inflicted yeah. wound, and people hate to hear it. They don't like the reality. They don't like the truth. But you have done this to yourself. Start off slow. I don't have time. Do you have to go to the bathroom? When I go to the bathroom, I'll do a set of 35 to 40 push-ups 2 to 3 times a day. I do my sit-ups every morning. I've done sit-ups when I'm sick, push-ups when I'm sick. You got to motivate yourself. And all these people out there are going to get upset because they think with their hearts, not their brain. Mm-hmm. And they will not motivate themselves. So if I've upset somebody out there, I hope I've upset a couple of them enough to make a difference in their life. The last two unscheduled sick days I took off is in 1999. Does that make me insane? Probably. But I never give in, and I never quit, because I almost died in my late teens, early 20s from an attack of appendicitis. 12 doctors and 2 hospital stays, couldn't figure it out, and I dang near died. So I have considered life to be precious, and I refuse to quit. And if people could get that attitude, maybe they'll turn their life around. So I love your show, and I hope I've upset somebody enough to get off their duff.
I hope you have too, Fred.
Even when I'm sick, I'll still average 12,000 steps in a day.
You know, Fred, it's even more than that, because there is a study out now, and people can go find it, that police officers have less, well, we're seeing more and more suicide in police officers. They have less of a chance of that feeling that that's something that they would want to do if they exercise. The more they exercise, the happier they are, the more, you know, adjusted they are. And it's not just the body, it's the brain too, because the brain is in there and that needs to be exercised as well. So bless you, Fred. Thank you so much for calling into the show. And I appreciate, get people riled up. I don't want to get this guy too riled up because, well, first off, I just love him so much, but he just had a heart attack. Lee Elliott joins us right now. Lee, baby, tell me you are doing a whole lot better.
I am doing a whole lot better, and I tell you what, I'm blessed to be here, and the way I look at it, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I have heart problems now, but guess what? Don't we all?
Well, and I think what kept moving you forward was you wanted to get back out, you know, on the road and getting those signatures for the Recall Sisolak petition.
Oh, you have no idea how much I want to do that. I put something out on Facebook today. I said, Nevadans, you better get off your duff and get involved, or it's going to go bye-bye, and you need to make this man disappear and out of our lives forever.
Wait a minute. You sound like the mob there, Lee. We just want him to not be our governor anymore.
Well, we are the mob. We, the people, are the mob.
That's true.
And
that's true.
We have spoken, you know. And if you don't like it, you know what I'm talking about, you know?
I know.
Yeah, so I understand you've been really sick.
Not really sick. No, I just got it. I sound horrible, but I'm not sick. I feel great.
Well, we won't go into that. Okay, about being sick. No, I'll be honest with you guys. You know, I've lost over 55 pounds now, and I unfortunately I can't exercise the way that gentleman was talking because of injuries sustained playing football and doing other things. But I've watched my diet. I've done all of it. And I had an artery that was 100% blocked, Monica. And they unblocked it. It wasn't the Widowmaker. I had the Widowmaker unblocked while I was in Hawaii. And so I got that squared away. But I want to thank all of the people that care for me, because I got hundreds on hundreds of people wishing me well because of what you did. And I so totally appreciative of that. Monica, if there's anything I can do for you,
no,
or
Lee,
your show, or anything like that.
Lee, I just mentioned it, and I told people how important to us you were. You're the one who actually does it. You're the draw. You're the strength for all of those people calling and wishing you well, because you started AMAC here in Nevada. You are just a beautiful soul that goes to all the events. You sing for people. You have been such a strong supporter, and from the ground up for the Recall Sisolak campaign. That is why people are calling you and wishing you all the best. You brought this to yourself.
Thank you.
Not me.
Well, thank you. Lee, next Thursday, to let you know, we have another AMAC meeting down at the Senior Center, and we have the Census Bureau coming.
Oh, good.
And, that might be an exciting meeting also. But I want
yes.
to keep you. I want to say I love you, girl. And you take care, okay?
Thank you, Lee. You too, sweetheart. And that is, that we're going to have to get the Census Bureau on, because that's something to talk about. Remember, there's no box on the census, which you should be filling out, that says, you know, here in this country, legally or illegally. But I want you writing on that census, American citizen. Just write it on there so they know. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Cindy. Cindy wants to get her opinion back in on the safe injection sites, it was our poll question yesterday, because Philadelphia, they are actually postponing the opening of a safe injection site because the citizens of Philadelphia came out in force and said, no, this is not how we want our taxpayer dollars spent. Cindy, what's your thought on this?
Hi. I first of all want to say I love your show. And I want Sisolak recalled too. But my opinion on the safe injection site is it could be very helpful to addicts. It could be a gateway to getting help, to getting sober and clean. Not only could it offer help in helping the addicts with possible overdoses.
Cindy, turn your radio down just a little bit.
I don't even have it on. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm on a cell phone. I'm sorry.
Oh,
but,
gotcha.
You know, when they come to the safe injection sites, it's clean. There's medical assistants and volunteers there. If we had it in Nevada, I would volunteer. I'm retired. And I would, try to also have their pamphlets for rehab centers. Try to, hey, guys, you could also get clean and sober. But there's also the drugs there to help them, if they do overdose. And I've seen, like Seattle, they Chicago Med had a episode on there with the doctors volunteering in the safe injection sites and, saving people when they did overdose, So I see some real pros to it. I have to disagree with you on that part
because, television and reality, but in Seattle, they have the pamphlets. They have the people that they have the
right.
counselors right there. They don't even have to have the pamphlet. They have the people in the programs right there at the safe injection sites. And these people don't want to get clean. They just want to keep, they want to keep escaping life, their life, with the sense of drugs. And also, think of all that money, not for the injection site. Think of all the money that is continually now going in to the suppliers' pockets, the drug dealers' pockets, who, probably don't even use their own product because they're in it for the money. It continues that vicious circle. And sometimes people don't wake up to the reality of what their life can be until they almost lose it.
was an addict. It's Cindy, no longer you still with me? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you. Now I got you.
Okay. I have a brother that was an addict, and he's no longer with us. But you can only take it one day at a time, and you can only take it one addict at a time. And if you can touch one out of 10, you've saved one life. And the vicious cycle is going to continue whether you have this safe site or not. It's just getting needles off the street. It's getting addicts off the street. It's getting the drugs off the street. You can look at it both ways. You know, I don't really know if I'm for it or against it. I just thought I'd, you know, offer a difference of opinion. And I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it on television. And I just looked at it as a way to get it off the street, get more needles off the street, get more people off the street. I don't know. It's got its pros and its cons.
Well,
I see,
Cindy,
what you're saying.
I am so glad that you called to keep the conversation going and to be different opinion, because it's not just one issue, because then, you know, they've maybe gotten the needles off of the streets, but now the drug addict goes back onto the streets. They can't live at the injection sites. So now those people who are drugged up go back out onto the streets. They maybe rob people or, you know, however they're getting their money. But it's having the conversation, Cindy, and coming up with the ideas on how to fix things. So you have a great day. Thank you so much
you
for calling. And I appreciate your listening to the show every single day. I just love and appreciate all of my listeners and the difference of opinions. Because if you don't talk, if you don't voice your opinion, then those who have an opinion different of yours, well, they just take over. They steamroll all of us. And we can't let that happen. We see our elected representatives do it all the time. They just don't listen to their constituents. Obviously, what's going on in Philadelphia right now, you have to have your voice, and you got to let it be heard. And you can let it be heard right here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
Sorry about that, I have a cough. My husband installed a little cough button for me, so you don't have to hear it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 90, that's why we have music for you to enjoy. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As I wrap up the show today, my 2 hours that I get to spend with you. I'm so grateful for any portion that you spend with me. Make sure you log on to our poll question today. All you have to do is go to 991fmtalk.com and participate in the poll. It's real easy. It's a yes or no. And my computer is not working very well here. Just log on to our poll question. The other day, should self-injection sites be allowed? Supervised injection sites. 100% of those participating said no. Okay, but remember, that's just the people who are participating in the poll. Those are, you know, could be 10 people, could be 100 people, could be 1,000 people. It's just for those who happen to participate in the poll today. Today's poll, do you think the coronavirus is being politicized because the impeachment schemes that the Democrats were coming up with, that those failed and failed miserably because you're paying attention? Oh, I'm sorry. What is today's poll question? I have no brain, and my computer is not bringing up our website for some reason. I wasn't going to share that with everybody, producer, but oh, it looks as though you're having the same problem. Okay, go and find today's poll question. Little computer glitches. You got to love that. But what you also need to take away from today that I want you to think about is hypocrisy. Okay? Take away hypocrisy and follow the money. Just got an email from, what was that, producer Craig? Okay, so I was correct. I love having a producer that makes me second guess myself. So go and answer today's poll question. Do you think the coronavirus is being politicized? Just got this email from a listener. And it does bring together hypocrisy. Why are Democrats so concerned with people losing their lives? Well, we're talking about injection sites. When they literally advocate murder at taxpayers' expense. Talking about abortions and Planned Parenthood. Injection sites, Planned Parenthood, it's all money. That's what it is. It's all money.